brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Delivering them. How were you able to deliver? Shay, you all have talked about not just sustaining hits, but delivering them. How were you able to deliver that first hit tonight as a team?
Yeah, we just wanted to come out and be the aggressors. Obviously, that team has firepower. They're really good in their building. We wanted to come out, be the aggressors, and try to give ourselves the best shot to get a W tonight.
They put that game pressure on you, though. You all responded in the fourth quarter. That 16-4 run seemed like everybody got involved. What was key in that stretch?
We had to play defense. We had to play together offensively. We got a little stagnant in the third, and they made a run. But I'm proud of the group. We fought back. We responded. We got a W.
Yeah, and you had the consistency in that offense all night long. 30 points in all four quarters. Just your thoughts on being able to sustain that offensive effort throughout the 48 minutes.
Yeah, just like I said, same goes for the group. I just try to be aggressive and make the right basketball play every time and then see where that takes me.
Shay, you just seem to have everything going tonight, splitting the double teams, getting to your left hand. How much fun is it that out there for you when you're getting everything working?
Yeah, it's super fun. Basketball's always easier when you're making shots, though, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Good luck.
We are the Morning Animals on 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
Yeah, just kind of doing the overall big picture deal. I would say last night was a medium performance for, because the Clippers lost. That was good. You know, the Thunder result is the Thunder result. So, hey, listen, they had lost five in a row. They won, right? They're going to win a few games, and the situation last night was set up nicely for them because Durant wasn't playing and Harden can't do anything against Lou Dort for the most part. So the Thunder are going to get some wins every now and then, and then you look at everybody around them. Well, the Clippers, the Thunder own their pick. They lost. They got blown out. And the beauty about that is that the Pelicans beat them.
Yep.
The Pelicans are right near the Thunder, so that actually helps. But then the Timberwolves lost.
It's a double
lost.
Win.
The Timberwolves lost, so Clippers still not
hell of
in the
a game
lottery.
Last night, though. That was a hell of a game.
Yeah, Memphis.
But Memphis, what? It's 11 in a row, 21 of 25.
The Bucks beat the Warriors.
That was
Milwaukee.
A good game, too.
Golly, Milwaukee looks really
Milwaukee
good.
Just said, hey, listen, Golden State, I know you guys are cute again. Hop, take some of this. Smack.
Draymond Green still not playing for the Warriors. But, yeah, the healthy Nets and the Bucks. Man, those two teams.
Yeah, I mean,
are
I would
really hard to beat.
You said you got to walk to that window and pick two teams right now and get down for the Eastern Conference Finals. I'd go there too.
But yeah, listen, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
brilliant.
The last
two back-to-back games.
Well, you know what he's doing. He's not. He had been really struggling from three for about a week and a half, and he's not shooting a lot of threes right now. So he's being very efficient. He's letting it come to him. We talked about it with Michael Cage on Monday. He's just kind of, or Wednesday. He's seeing opportunities from three, and he's taking them when they're there, but he's not forcing the issue. Now, once you get your confidence back, a guy like Shaq can go shoot.
Yeah, he'll heat check himself every now and then. He only had one step back three last night that I noticed, and he didn't knock it down. But I'll tell you something else that's helping him a lot is how much better Giddy is getting on the floor. I mean, you really cannot just concentrate on just Shai with that group anymore because you got other guys contributing. Aaron Wiggins running the baseline. I mean, that dunk spot. You have to account for everybody on the defensive end. I think Shai's getting a whole lot more open looks. I think he's getting a lot more driving lanes. Yep. Last night, he looked like his arms were made of rubber bands. He stretched his arm so far out to the left last night and just threw it. It was incredible, some of the things he was doing.
Yeah, he was trending last night. I thought, what's going on? I know he had a good game, but some – and people were posting – there's a video of him dapping up Rich Paul after the game, and people were like, well, looks like Rich Paul's already – trying to force the issue to get Shai over to the Lakers.
Well,
like, okay.
Sure, because LeBron needs everybody.
LeBron, that's what LeBron does, right?
Yep, he wants everybody.
But I think people need to check themselves a little bit. Rich Paul is there talking to Darius Baisley, who he is Darius Baisley's agent. So
Baze was good last night, too.
He was. No, listen.
Look, nobody that stepped on the floor. There's nobody that stepped on the floor. You walked away from thinking he wasn't any good. I mean, Ty Jerome's in his box score didn't look good. But he came on the floor at a time when they were making a
plus
run.
Plus 16. Yeah.
Yeah, when they were making a run right back at the Thunder at that time. They got it down to like 12. It might have even been 10 at one point. I don't know, but I know it was 12. He came on the floor, and they went, boom, they took off on a run, and they put him away.
Mike Muscala only played 12 minutes.
He only took, what, four shots, I think?
He took six total shots. He took four threes. He made all of them.
He had all four of his threes.
He was plus 22 in 12 minutes. Yeah. That's a pretty good bench right there. And this is without Kenrich Williams, who – you know, we said is kind of the leader of that bench mob.
You even got a little bit of Diakite last night all up in your face, Phil.
Mamadou Diakite.
Mamadou Diakite.
Mamadou Diakite. Yes.
Listen, it sounds like we're making words up right now. There's a young man whose last name is Diakite, and he's one of those Thunder guys. What's that kind of an emergency thing they have going on? You can add guys to your roster right now.
Hardship 10-day rule.
Hardship's the word. Yeah, that's it.
Listen, the Nets were, they're playing guys mostly you've never heard of. Outside of the Harden guy in their starting lineup, that's really a
I guarantee the people that showed up for that Nets game last night, though, looked at the guys coming on the floor for the Thunder. They didn't know most of those names either.
No, that's true.
They probably went, okay, we know that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, we know that Lou Dort guy, but we don't know all the, who's Trey Mann, who's Jeremiah Robinson Earl, who's who's that Wiggins kid? They saw a lot of uniforms out there last night with names on them, going, don't know that guy.
Yeah, listen, that was not a game that they could be creative and try to tank. I mean, you're going to play your guys, and the Nets are going to play who they played, and you go out and you get the win. They're 14-27. They didn't move. If you're looking at the tank standings, they didn't move anywhere, so that's good. I'll tell you what you need to worry about: Portland. Damian Lillard just had surgery yesterday.
Yeah, watched a little basketball when I got home last night because I was still wound up from the Thunder. I knew I wouldn't go to sleep right away. They were down by about 19, I think.
They're only two games better than the Thunder. That can change really quickly if they decide, hey, this season isn't it, and we're not trading Damian Lillard, so let's go ahead and start our rebuild around Damian Lillard. If they're not going to trade him, and they might try to say, hey, let's swallow this season, get us a really high pick, so they might really try to go in the tank.
They could be bad quick.
It might be a tank-off in the West. Because the Thunder could see them coming and say, oh, yeah, I see you. Well, I'm going to raise you. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander we're going to say he has to have a surgery. We won't actually have the surgery.
I don't know
surgery.
If you should fake surgery. Maybe just an unexplained illness.
No, I just want, as much as we talk about that and have fun with it, it is absolutely nothing I'm going to worry about. I just want to watch everybody go out and play great every night and get better. So this offseason, whatever they can add, then they can start thinking, this team's pretty much on the come. I like it.
What are we at the halfway point?
Exactly.
Yeah, halfway right point. Now.
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, according to howtopronounce.com, that's an actual website.
Yeah.
And what's the guy's name again?
Mamadou Diakite. Diakite, I know, is the last part.
Well, here's what how to pronounce says it is.
Mamadou Diakite.
Not even close.
It's not even close. That's a racist computer.
It's either Mamadi or Mamadi with the last name Diakite. I remember
Mamadou Diakite.
That's wrong.
Racist computer doesn't know the. You got to look at cultures here, Phil.
That sounds like you need 3 milligrams of that.
Mamadou Diakite.
I need some of that. You're filling a prescription.
He plays for the Thunder, Phil.
No, I think that's what you take for shingles, Spinozzi.
Mamadou Diakite.
Yeah, that's the shingles medication. I'm sure of it. Curtis.
Thunder back at its Saturday home game. I'm going to be out there Saturday night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. You can see the two of the five best rookies in the league. You could see the rookie of the year and Josh Giddey. Evan Mobley could be rookie of the year. Although, if you look at what my man Franz Wagner is doing with the Orlando Magic, I'll tell you, the first team all rookie, I think it's set. Like, even halfway through, I think we know who the five guys are going to be. It's going to be Evan Mobley, who comes to town Saturday. And the Thunder play them again twice here in the next week and a half, I think. It's going to be Giddey. It's going to be Scotty Barnes, it's going to be Cade Cunningham, and it's going to be Franz Wagner. Those five guys.
No Jalen Green?
Not over those five guys, no way.
I think I have 41 more to play. We'll see. You gave me the halfway through the season, you got to pick five. That's a good group right there.
This draft class is really good. And it gets deep as you throw in a Trey Mann or someone like that, late in the draft.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Shai?
Now, that's not terrible.
It's closer, right?
Got the Gilgeous-Alexander.
Right. Okay. You had to type that in?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's a long name to type.
I cut and paste a lot of things for hard-to-spell things. So, yes.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
HowToPronounce.com, not accurate.
Spelling has been the bane of the existence of Nzingas all throughout history.
Yeah. No kidding.
None of them like to spell.
We don't even like spelling our own last name. We pay people to do it for us.
It's a pain to sign in cursive, too. That Z is such a pain.
I put just Phil I. And then I'll put in parentheses the tired guy.
Hmm. Phil, okay. I, the tired guy now.
Phil. We are the Morning Animals. Happy Friday, January 14th. I know a lot of you are getting paid today. That's a wonderful thing. 63 and cloudy today for a high. 31 and cloudy and a chance of snow tomorrow. Clear on Sunday, 47. Then Monday and Tuesday, we're back in the 50s and 60s. Currently 39 here at the studios of 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.